It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show right here on Regional Radio. A 34-20 loss for the Perryville Pirates tonight against the Potosi Trojans. And now we're joined by Perryville head coach Blaine Boss. He's with us right now out on the field. And, Coach, you got into a little bit of a hole early on and a late push there, some exciting plays, and unfortunate for you, some called back by penalty. There was the catch by Dix that we thought maybe was caught, and it was called incomplete. So some tough breaks for you late as you made the push, some fight from your team. Overall, what did you think about the performance?
I'm super proud of our boys tonight. They played their tails off. They didn't quit. You know, like I said, we're battered right now. We lost another guy tonight, another starter, Drew Hotop. So, you know, I don't know what the issue is, but, you know, we're just going to keep battling. And tonight, like I said, we had several guys step up, and I'm super proud of them. I mean, they came to play. They didn't quit, and they played to the final whistle.
Yeah, how tough was that? I know you came into this with three guys kind of banged up, and Caleb, I think, tried to play and got a little bit more banged up, and Drew Hotop, he goes out there and unfortunately gets that injury, a senior and a guy who's obviously a leader on this team.
Yeah, it's always tough. I mean, you know, you go in and think, and you know, you think, why does this always happen? You know, why stuff like this happen? But that's just football. So you have to adjust, and like I said, every team deals with this. You can't feel sorry for yourself, and you got to hope for the best for your kids that are injured. You know, that's the thing. We'll say some prayers for them, and you know, hope they can recover fast, and hope they can get out here for their senior year to finish it.
No doubt, Coach. Looking at it, when you did go into the early hole, looked like you opened up the playbook a little bit more for Doherty to throw the football, and he had some nice throws out there. A couple of touchdown passes and some throws that were completed as well down the field. It looked like he had a pretty good showing out there for you.
Yeah, Evan played great tonight. He was throwing the ball over the place. Like I said, we try to run it when we can, and you know, unfortunately we got behind, and he kept us in the game. You know, along with the receivers, our receivers made some great catches. They ran some great routes. We had a bunch of some running backs in there running routes that don't get many opportunities at practice, and you know, they did a heck of a job. And they didn't come, you know, most of them didn't come off the field. So, but yeah, Evan kept us in it for the most part, and like I said, he battled till the end for us, and he gave it everything he had.
As you were making that push there at the end, the sideline was certainly getting amped up, and there was a couple plays that we kind of mentioned at the beginning of this where, you know, Dix has the catch that's called back and then the penalty. What was kind of the mood on the sideline after you know, got up to such a high and then you kind of get pushed back with penalties and what have you?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, I tell my kids we can't make excuses, and I'm not going to make excuses. You know, it is what it is. The refs are human, and they call it how they see it. So, you know, I think our crowd kind of helped us out. I think they let the refs know how they felt. But, you know, it is what it is. You can't make excuses. I think had we played better in the first half on defense, I think, you know, it would have been a different game. You know, we just gave up too many big plays on defense in the first half, and when we got ourselves in a hole, and you know, it was kind of tough to dig out of it.
You got Fredericktown coming up here next week, right here in the same field, a team that had a pretty close game with Central, so they're looking to be a lot more competitive here this season. Any initial thoughts on them? I know you know, it's kind of early on, and you just fell to Potosi here, but any thoughts on Fredericktown next week?
No, I know they'll come to play. You know, Coach Ford will have them ready. You know, I hear they got a pretty good running back, and we're going to have to get healthy and get ready to go. Next Friday, I'll be here before we know it. So they're going to give us a tough game, and we got to have a great week of practice.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us, and we're looking forward to seeing what you do next week.
Yep, thanks a lot. I appreciate you coming.
And Coach Blaine Boss of the Perryville Pirates joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, a 34-20 loss for them against Potosi tonight.